Attorneys for Trident Seafoods and the Resolve Marine Group filed removal notices this week that would transfer jurisdiction from the Superior Court in Dillingham to the federal court system in Anchorage. Myron Engsman is one of the attorneys representing the plaintiffs.
We filed in state court, which is where the incident happened, out in the area of the Dillingham court. And the reason we filed there is not only because it happened there, but we wanted the local folks to decide who was at fault and what, if anything, should be paid for that, because they kind of have a better feel, in our view, of what fishing really means there in Crystal Bay.
The roughly 20 plaintiffs, most of them fishermen from Manicotic, sued Trident Seafoods, the Lone Star's owner, captain, and crew, as well as the two companies involved in the salvage of the vessel, because they said they were never paid after the Agushik section fishery was shut down when the Lone Star sank. Most of the fishermen had their nets in the water for little more than a week and missed most of the peak of the Agushik River's sockeye run. Engsman says the defendants have the right to ask the federal court to take jurisdiction in this case, which two have now done, but he doesn't think it will be in the interest of his clients.
That would mean it would be an Anchorage trial, and Anchorage people would be deciding who's at fault and what amount of money should be paid for damages. In addition to the fact that we don't like the idea of Anchorage folks deciding rural cases, we also don't like the idea of the additional expense involved. Virtually all the plaintiffs in this case are going to be residents of rural Alaska, and when they set up the Dillingham Court, they did so for the reason that it was decided it was unfair to make rural people go to Anchorage or Fairbanks for court all the time because of the expense involved. Well, that hasn't changed. The expense involved in going to town for court is more now than it was then, and so our folks are going to have to prepare for an expensive ordeal to have this case litigated, but we're ready for it, and if it ends up, you know, we'll ask to have it brought back to Dillingham, but if it ends up in Anchorage, we'll have an Anchorage trial.
The plaintiffs haven't yet specified what damages they're seeking to make good on the lost season, but Engsman says the case is in a state of flux as he's hearing that the defendants may be pressuring people in Manicotic to drop the lawsuit.
They're telling folks, if you hire a lawyer, we're not going to pay you any money, but if you don't hire a lawyer, we might pay you some money without, you know, any further court action. And that's caused a number of people to either decide to get out of the case or not get in the case. And it remains to be seen if that's going to work or not. It will work in terms of getting paid. We believe that there's a substantial question if anybody will get paid without a lawsuit, or at least paid a satisfactory amount. So that's kind of going on, and there's a lot of people kind of jumping in and jumping out of the case kind of by week here now.
Engsman wouldn't say whether or not those pressure tactics are legal or ethical, but he did say it has put the case in some jeopardy. He added that the plaintiffs will be requesting that the lawsuit stay within the jurisdiction of the state courthouse in Dillingham. For KDLG, I'm Dave Benninger.